Apostle Joshua Selman Lima.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Pastor Nat, God bless you again. Let's give him a big, big God bless you. Amen. There's so much to do tonight, and I trust that tonight will be an unforgettable experience in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, can you lift your hands to heaven and cry for a visitation? Ask the Lord to give you a visitation. Let there be a validation from God and by God that this is your acceptable time. Someone is praying. Declare, decree, even by the Spirit. For the Bible says, everyone that asketh, receiveth. Someone pray. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Father, we pray that your glory and your power will be revealed mightily in this place tonight. Let the sick be healed. Let the oppressed be delivered. I pray that you will stamp your favor, your glory, and your grace upon our lives. And to you be all the glory in Jesus' name. God bless you. Please be seated. May I request that you be very, very sensitive tonight. And let me encourage you up front, please. I want you to lay your hands on yesterday's teaching on times and seasons. Settle down with God and with destiny and listen to it again. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing. The first hearing is awareness. The second hearing is understanding. Faith cometh by hearing, and then the hearing that brings understanding. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So let's look at our text and then we'll begin to teach, and we'll trust God to move mightily by His Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2. Hallelujah. I'm teaching very briefly on what I titled the Day of Salvation. The Day of Salvation. It says, for He saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have succored thee. It says, behold, now is the acceptable time or accepted time. Say amen. He said, behold, now is the day of salvation. So the Bible tells us very clearly, like we discussed yesterday, that there is a time where God calls the accepted time. And the Bible says that time is also the day of salvation. Now, when you see the word day in the Bible, it does not necessarily mean 24-hour timing. The word day also means seasons. Hallelujah. So when the Bible says the day of this and that, it doesn't necessarily mean a 24-hour time period. It just means a season. Hallelujah. So when it talks about the day of salvation, it's not just talking about a 24-hour window of opportunity, but He means a time, a dispensation. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And very quickly, I just want to charge our hearts. The word salvation is very, very important, because most believers do not understand the scope of that word, salvation. When the Bible talks about a man being saved or salvaged, the idea of salvation, it gives an idea of being taken out of a negative situation is a translation from one realm and one dimension of reality, one dimension of possibility to another. Usually a negative realm, a negative environment, a negative atmosphere. Are we together? So salvation is a holistic description of deliverance in every sense of the word. When we talk about salvation, it is not just limited to salvation or deliverance from sin. In one word, salvation is deliverance. And deliverance does not necessarily refer to casting out demons. It just means separation between you and the spirit or influence that impedes your maximizing destiny. Are we together? So the Bible talks a lot about salvation. It expresses it in several ways. Sometimes it will use the word deliverance, like it says, we have been delivered, and then translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah. Salvation is very powerful. And it is God's desire, especially tonight and generally in this season, that the believer in Christ experiences salvation holistically. Are we together? The apostle said that you'll be sanctified and even preserved spirit, soul, and body. You see, when Jesus died on the cross, the work of the cross attends to the entire tripartite nature of man. Unfortunately, for most believers, our point of emphasis is just the spirit of man reuniting with the spirit of God, which is the most important. But Apostle Peter was also teaching us, and he said, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Hallelujah. So, healing and wholeness is an administration of salvation to your body. Are we together now? Healing and restoration, blessing in terms of finances, material things, these are dimensions of salvation. And let me tell you, it is God's desire that everyone in Christ be holistically established. That means in your lifetime should be a complete capture of every and anything that is in God through Christ. If that will be your testimony tonight, shout a loud amen. So the Bible says now is the accepted time, and it says it is the day of salvation. I did mention yesterday that theologically speaking, what the Bible calls the accepted time started from the resurrection of Jesus. Because you must understand that the resurrection of Jesus began a new dispensation. Are we together? Yes. The dispensation did not just start in the book of Acts. That was just the first time they had recipients of that grace corporately. That means in Acts chapter 2, the Bible says that the Spirit of God fell upon them, and then they preached 3,000 people, and then it continued. But this dispensation of grace, this dispensation of the power of God that would allow us to experience salvation holistically, started when Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And then the Bible records, according to Paul's exegesis of Scripture, that when he resurrected, he went to heaven. And the Bible says, as the high priest, he went to the heavenly tabernacle and he poured his blood and made atonement once and forever for us. Are we together? And that he sits at the right hand of the Father today, making intercession for the saints. So we know that based on the substitutionary sacrifice of Christ, it is important that we understand the basis, what legitimizes our accessing this salvation. Primarily, foundationally, the victory of Christ. Listen carefully. You will never be able to access genuine salvation and holistic salvation if you approach it in the strength of the flesh. In fact, anybody who tries to deal with spiritual matters in the strength of the flesh, you are already dead on arrival. Are we together? The Bible says that which is flesh is flesh, and that which is spirit is spirit. So, for all the healings, deliverances, the breakthroughs, the prophetic words, answers to prayer, happen from tonight and all through the remaining part of this conference, it is important for you to know that the consciousness of knowing that you are in the acceptable time. Do you know what it means to be accepted? To be accepted means that God has qualified you and given you access to receive. The Bible says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace." Until that time, we didn't have the condition to be able to approach God is that you must have righteousness equal to that of Jesus. Your righteousness must be equal to that of Jesus. And based on that standard, the Bible is clear that no man, no matter how well intentioned, sustains that level of righteousness and blamelessness to approach him. So Jesus himself imputed that righteousness unto us by believing. Are we together now? That when we believe his report, among the many things we receive is access. Access to the righteousness of God. He says in Galatians chapter 3, he said, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every man," not some man, "every man that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham," the blessing of Abraham is not cars and houses. The blessing of Abraham is justification by faith. Are we together? "That the blessing of Abraham might come upon we the Gentiles, to the end that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." So that's what the Bible says. By reason of this substitutionary sacrifice, why do you need to have this understanding? So that the devil will not play with your mind and make you believe that you are not deserving of that which you will receive. It is important for you to understand that the basis of your receiving is primarily that which Christ has done. As simple as this sounds, there are many people who can live almost their entire lifetimes and never partake of the riches and the blessings that the faith life brings, because somehow we believe that that which Christ has done, even though we agree mechanically, we have not really gotten the revelation to rest. I know that there are all kinds of views as to the concept of the finished work of Christ. You know, there might be exaggerated concepts of it, and then there are other concepts that seem to downplay that which Christ has done. I can tell you, for the believer in Christ, the basis of your approaching the riches and the blessings of redemption is Jesus Christ. The moment you take him out of the way, you have no authority in the Spirit. Because you see, our authority in the Spirit is derived from our oneness with Christ. Hallelujah. Give us Ephesians chapter 6, please, and verse 10. If we can see it from Amplified, it's important that I establish this. Ephesians 6, 10, Amplified. Let's read together if you can see it projected. Ready? One, two, read. In conclusion, it says, be strong in the Lord. It says, be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides. So, the believer's strength is based on the consciousness of your oneness with Christ. Hallelujah. This is very important. So, as I pray for the sick, I am aware that Joshua Selman, as a person unassisted by these spiritual privileges, will only be wasting your time. But then when you understand, it is not just that I am representing God. I am one with him. Are we together now? That consciousness of oneness is what releases the power of God in and through the believer. So on one hand, I am conscious that I am sent. And he said, when I sent you, lackest thou any? And he said, none. So when truly sent, there is no lack. There is no insufficiency. There is no bankruptcy of capacity. When I sent you, not when you went. But then, Bible also tells us that we are one. The implication of oneness, listen, the implication of oneness can be seen from a tree, the vine and, you know, the root. You see that now. The root receives the earth, and the vine does not need to worry about touching the earth. It is comfortable that the root is there. It will draw the nutrients. Eventually,
the vine, the branches will experience it, and the riches of all that has happened will be seen on the branches as the fruits come out. Are we together now? You never pluck the fruit from the root. Yet without root, you cannot have that fruit. So this is how it is. I am not only conscious of being sent, I am conscious of that oneness. The Bible says, and the Lord walking with them, confirming the word with signs following. Hallelujah. So it is true that now is your acceptable time, the day of salvation, as the Bible puts it, but that should take you immediately to look unto Jesus. Are we together? That is the basis. He is our access point as far as accessing the riches of the kingdom and the spirit life is concerned. The moment you take your attention from Jesus, you do not have any legitimate ground to access anything in the spirit again. The assignment of the Holy Spirit, like Jesus told us, is to direct you to Jesus. This is the reason why the Holy Spirit has concealed his person, because his ministry is to see that Jesus the Christ is revealed. Is someone learning? The Bible tells us that we do not yet see all things under his feet. Hebrews chapter 2, it says, but we see Jesus. That is the hope that we have, that our dominion, even though it may not seem experientially to be a fact, but that because we see Jesus, that pattern man, the possibilities that happen in and through his life, it is on the strength of that that we are able to ride through triumphantly, to know that like he conquered death, like he conquered hell, sin, sickness, and every other thing, the basis of our victory in this kingdom is Jesus. Hallelujah. So the Bible says now is the accepted time, and it says in that acceptable time you must also know that it is the day of salvation. The day of salvation. What does that mean? I'm going to be sharing with you very quickly, prophetically. This is a prophetic message to you and then to the body of Christ. As we look forward to the return of Christ, there are three levels of salvation. Listen carefully. There are three levels of salvation that we must experience. It is the acceptable time, and we must experience these three levels. Number one, the first level of salvation is called the global harvest. Please write it down. The first level of salvation, and this in order of priority, is at the heart of the Father. The global harvest. Second, 1 Timothy chapter 2, please, from verse 1 to 4. The global harvest. There is an agenda. The entire exegesis of the gospel is about the Father extending his love to a fallen man who is unable to help himself, using the mediator, the man, Jesus Christ. Are we together? The entire gospel of salvation is to this end. It said, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayer, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, reading to four, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. It says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God. Let's read verse 4 together. Ready? One to read. It says, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. Two dimensions. But I'm concerned about the first one. He says, God, who will have all men to be saved. How many men? There are certain gifts and blessings that the Bible will say he gave unto some. Like the fivefold, he gave unto some apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, pastors. But when it has to do with salvation, it is in the mind of God that everyone who is on earth be given a chance and an opportunity to hear the gospel. There's no time. It's a miracle service tonight to teach on the gospel. But let me summarize for you what the gospel is. Many people do not know what the gospel is. Yes, the gospel is good news. But what is good about the news? Ask the average believer, what exactly is the gospel? And most believers will be at a loss. They will just say Jesus died. you better give your life to him, or if you don't, well, I leave it to you when he comes. You know, and all kinds of things is the reason why we are not effective. Let me tell you very quickly what the gospel is. The gospel is the revelation of the Father's love. The revelation of the Father's love revealed in and through the substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus, his son. Not Jesus, an angel. Not Jesus, a footballer. Jesus, his son. It's important we understand which Jesus. Are we together? The revelation of the Father's love that is revealed through the substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus Christ, man and creation being the object of that love. That means salvation is not limited to men alone. Salvation should affect men and the entire creation. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, when you read from verse 18, it says, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Verse 19 says, for the earnest expectation of the creature awaited the manifestation of the sons of God. When you now read the verses after, it says, for creation was subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him that subjected the same in hope. And when you read, it now says that even creation shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption and to come into the glorious liberty of the children of God. So it is not just men, it is the entire creation. A revelation of the Father's love. Jesus Christ being the mediator, the one who acted out that love in death. Are we together? That if you believe that report, what report? That the Father loved you so much, he gave then his only begotten Son to die for you. Why did he have to die for you? Because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. As powerful as God is, he did not cast sin out of man. He had to go through the requirement that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So, when I believe that message, the Bible tells me that among the many things I have access to is the life of God. We call it Zoe. Many call it eternal life. The life of God is a quality of living, an all-surpassing, indestructible life. The very life of God imparted to you. And that happens by and through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is literally the life of God. It's not that he brings it. He is the life of God. The Bible says, and he who is joined to Christ is one spirit, and that if you do not have that spirit, you are none of his. Is someone learning now? Very, very basic, elementary kingdom teaching 101. It is amazing how many believers and respectfully even pastors, they cannot give a sound exegesis of the gospel. No wonder believers are very powerless. We talk about prosperity, we talk about several things, but the foundation, according to Hebrews chapter 6, the Bible lets us know that there are six foundational teachings that a believer must have and be grounded in. Are we together now? Hebrews chapter 6, it tells us, it says, leaving these elementary things and all these foundational things, repentance from dead works and of baptism, six of them, it says, let us go into perfection. There are many things that if you do not know, you cannot command power and authority in the kingdom. And you see, the realm of the spirit, knowledge translates to light in the realm of the spirit. Demons and principalities and powers can know where you stand by the light that emanates from you, which is a testament of the knowledge that you have. Are we together? When they saw the sons of Sceva, they said, Jesus we know, Paul we know. Paul did not just cast out demons because he wanted to. You see, Jesus built the church upon light, revelation. He said, upon this rock, the rock is not Peter, upon this structure I will build my church. That everything you obtain must come from revelation. He said, who do men say that I am? Don't forget the context. It was a context of identity and revelation. He says, we do not know who you are. Peter said, I know who you are. You are Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, Simon Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And he says, I say unto you, thou art Peter, and upon this structure I will build my church. revelation, primarily the revelation of him crucified as Savior, as Lord and Christ. That was the gospel of Peter on the day of Pentecost, that this same Jesus you crucified has now been exalted to be both Lord and Christ. And the Bible says when they heard it, they were cut to the heart and they said, men and brethren, what should we do? He said, repent for the remission of your sins and then you shall receive this gift. He says, for the promise is unto you and to your children, to your children's children, as many as are far off, even those whom the Lord will call. That was what brought the harvest of 3,000 people. Why am I taking time to tell you this? The body of Christ needs to go back and understand the gospel. Evangelism will be a waste of time if the gospel is not understood. There is intelligence to kingdom advance, not only spirituality. We must be able to defend this faith. Most believers, if we random pick believers right now and ask them, defend your faith. What did Jesus die for? Did you ask him to die? You will be surprised that many believers do not know, including we men of God. We know about miracles. We know about prosperity. These things are not wrong. You cannot win a lost world when you are lost yourself. You need to come out of that confusion. What is the gospel? What is our message? This has nothing to do with being a preacher or being an evangelist. Now is the day of salvation. That also means now is the day when we get clarity and precision as to what the gospel truly is. The Bible says in Romans, very quickly, let's rush, Romans chapter 10 from verse 8, and I'll read down to 13. Please give it to us very quickly. This is Paul mentoring the church in Rome, and Paul gave a very balanced, intelligent, structured approach to being saved. That means anybody on earth, out of the 8 billion people and counting, whoever did not pass through this process, we have a right based on the integrity of Scripture to say that person is not saved. You see, because there is a serious problem in the body of Christ when everybody says, I am saved. If someone tells you, I am saved or born again, as we know, there's nothing you can say again. And some people actually believe they are saved, but based on the integrity of Scripture, you are not saved. You are not saved by visions. You are not saved by feeling. Are we together? There is a structured modus operandi. There is a spiritual protocol. Remember, the acceptable time, the day of salvation, is also the time of the global harvest, where we will see harvest across nations like never before. But it cannot happen through the hands of a weak and limited believer. Most believers have not been properly mentored to understand the gospel. Even many who are planted in evangelical ministries really do not understand the gospel. They do not even know how someone gets saved. You just say, repeat after me. And the person said, what am I repeating? You better talk now. You are the one who wants to be born again. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. And the person said, what are you saying? I'm a sinner. Did I offend you? I'm all right. I'm fine with my life. Sinner of what? Where? Say, I accept you. And the person said, okay, I accept you. Say, all right, you are born again. The person said, is this it? I don't even understand what I did. Romans 8. But what saith it? He said, the word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in your heart. Please say mouth, say heart. These two important components have to be involved for salvation to be real in your life. Your mouth and your heart. The Bible says that is the word of faith which we preach. Verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with your mouth the lordship of Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, it says, thou shalt be saved. 11. 10 now. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The word soteria is an all-encompassing word. The word there is deliverance in all its ramifications. First, spirit, and then your mind, your body, and every other capture of that word deliverance. Whether financially, your health, as we'll be experiencing this night. It says, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Verse 12, it says, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Not all that need him. All that call upon him. They verbalize their desire in and through their confession. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, whosoever. Whosoever means European, whosoever means American, whosoever means a Yoruba person, an Igbo person, a Hausa person, whosoever means male or female, educated, uneducated. It is amazing how God made this template simple as a commitment to see that all men are saved without excuses. You cannot access spiritual power without being filled with the Holy Spirit and subscribing to the patterns that have been given of prayer, fasting, consecration, the Word of God. But when it has to do with salvation, all you need to do is to come as you are, understand the gospel in its simplicity, and to believe. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to see a harvest like never before. As God grants us grace to travel from region to region, man of God, I want you to know that behind all that we do, primarily, is to be able to reveal Jesus to the nations. Not just that they are aware that he is there. No, we need them to be more than be aware. We need them to come to a point where they will submit to his lordship. Before you talk of discipleship and mentorship and maturing believers, they have to be in the fold first. Are we together? There are many people who are discipling unbelievers. They are not saved. It's a total waste of time because the Holy Spirit is not in them. The Bible says the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit. That's why they keep laughing at spiritual things, and you are wondering, is it that these people do not receive? They are not saved. I have the privilege that God has given me, and you do not know how honored I am to contribute to making this global harvest work. Let me tell you, those who will be in the will of God in this end time, those who will participate in the global harvest, they are the people who will receive such a rich investment of his presence, power, prosperity, because he desires that all men be saved. That includes your father in the village, that includes your mother, that includes your stubborn son, that includes your wayward brother. You don't know where he is, but God desires that he is saved. Most people will prefer to prosper. Most people will prefer that their churches grow than the global harvest becoming a reality. Let me tell you the truth. I love Jesus Christ and I love men and I desire, I rather fail as a person if need be, and let it be that the global harvest becomes a reality. That is more profitable for me. Hallelujah. It is true. So when he grants us access to the nations, it is not just for show. It is not just for miracles. The reason why miracles, signs, and wonders come primarily is to reveal the love of Jesus. These are tokens. When God makes the miraculous happen in the midst of his people, it is because he is using it to draw men to himself. Please, I want you to leave this place tonight with a renewed orientation that no matter what you do in and through your life, if the global harvest is not captured in your vision, every other thing you are doing does not have that signature of God's attention. I can tell you where God's attention is. Wherever souls are, not just souls blindly speaking, men and women who need Jesus, men and women who need a preacher. The Bible says, when we read verse 14, give us Romans chapter 10 and verse 14. I pray God is speaking to someone already. It says, how then shall they call upon him whom they have not believed? So the problem is believing. It says, and how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? 15. It says, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, that bring glad tidings. Or glad tidings of good things. I desire that my world will see Jesus, know Jesus, and receive Jesus. And for as long as God grants grace, I will not be silent. I will always worship you as long as I am breathing. I will. So now is the acceptable time for the global harvest, like never before, from nation to nation. Ladies and gentlemen, you will see people rise up in the body of Christ that will supposedly come out of nowhere, because God is desperate for men. And there are people who may not be much, but they say, Lord, if you can use whatever you see, I am not only available, I am usable. And God is going to use people like Gideon, and he will do mighty things. Some of you are listening to me. You are looking at yourself and saying, I am so incapacitated. Can God do much? You just hand yourself over to him like the alabaster box and watch what he can do with you. Hallelujah. It is his will that all men be saved. You are not part of this global harvest. You are not in ministry. I don't care what you are doing. You are not part of this global harvest. You are not in ministry. Apostle, but I am a counselor. Congratulations. Provided your counseling has a connection with global harvest. I am an entrepreneur. All that is absolute nonsense until I can find where it connects to the program. Thy kingdom come is the project. Every other thing, listen, every other thing is only a subset. So while you are in the bank, while you are, you know, preaching, while you are a prophet, an apostle, whatever you are, make sure you have it at the back of your mind that the end of all this is that men be saved and that Jesus be glorified. This is what gives credence and value to our pursuits. Every other thing is mundane until we can find kingdom come in that pursuit. Is someone learning? So in the day of his salvation, the first level of salvation we must press through is the global harvest. And we are praying that God will raise laborers everywhere. From Nigeria to Europe, Europe that is experiencing a decline, we are praying that God, even from that soil, that he will raise men and women. When the church scattered in the book of Acts, everybody went, and it was an opportunity. They didn't just run away out of fear. What looked like fear was an opportunity for the gospel to spread. Not trouble, to spread. Not just denominationalism, the gospel. Are we together? Number two, for sake of time. Now is the day of salvation. What is the second level of salvation? Are you ready? Oh dear, I wish I had time. I would have shown you that this coming of Christ we talk about, you know, it is true that Jesus is coming soon, but most believers have not read their Bibles. You will be surprised that our generation will pass and another generation will come and Jesus would not yet have come, because the coming of Jesus is not just controlled by him. The coming of the gospel of Jesus is controlled by the gospel. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus began to speak with the people. Are we together now? And there are all kinds of theological debates around that. And he made a statement, I think verse 14. For sake of time, just give it to us quickly. I just felt scared in my spirit not to just brush it off, you know, just to make sure that you get to see it. Matthew 24, 14. He says, all these things you hear, wars and rumors of wars, nation rising against nation, he said they are the beginning of the birth pains. Ask any woman who has given birth. There are times that you can have that for days. You go to the hospital and they say you are almost dead. Go back home. And you can go back home for 1 week, sometimes even 1 month. Are we together? So, no matter who fights who, listen, Jesus is not going to return because he's afraid of the conflict on earth. He's returning as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It is not the chaos in the world that is bringing him. He's not coming like trying to settle quarrel between two people. Okay, I'm finally here. No, we have all kinds of ideas, and it came because our mentorship is not structured. I'm speaking to the body of Christ now. It's important for us to understand. Another error is that he's coming like a thief in the night. It's in your Bible. He's not coming like a thief in the night to believers. No. The Bible says you are not in the dark, that that day should overtake you as a thief. He said the coming of Jesus will be like the days of Noah. Listen, listen, listen. As you are clapping, just make sure you listen. Many people clap, and but then sometimes we don't get this thing. Just listen and understand. Are we together now? The flood did not take Noah by surprise. He prepared for it, and God closed the door by himself. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, 14, and this gospel, this is truly, it doesn't mean those other signs are not there. Don't go around harassing men of God, because you see, this is what believers do with knowledge. The proof of transformation is love, not just enlightenment. If your enlightenment does not attach, is not attached to love, then it's not a fruitful, it was not the Holy Spirit that trained you. Don't go around harassing people and say, I just learned something new. You've been teaching rubbish for years. No, that is immaturity. Sometimes we say these things because we want to help the body of Christ rise to a greater level of stature. When God helps you to see clearer, you must garnish your knowledge with love. The same way God was patient with you until you came to a level of revelation, you must also forbear as he brings the body into maturity. Are we together? He says, and this gospel of the kingdom, is that in your Bible, shall be preached in all the world for a witness. He never said they must receive him, but that there has to be a witness, that everyone was given an opportunity, because whoever did not hear the gospel cannot be judged. No. No. It is he that does not believe who is condemned already. There will be another standard of judgment for those who never had the opportunity to hear the gospel. It is those who were given an opportunity to make Jesus Lord of their lives, and they willfully rejected him. Those ones have been condemned already based on their decisions. This is the reason why we do everything that we do. In singing, in preaching, in worship, acting, drama, ministry, whatsoever, to the end that souls be saved. This is very, very, very important. I just needed to stress that. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3 and verse 12, 2 Peter 3 and verse 12, it says, looking forward to. Is that in your Bible? I just needed to show you that the coming of Christ is not just dependent on his will or desire alone. There is a protocol to his coming. Apostle Peter, who was mentored by Jesus directly, he said, looking forward and listening unto the coming of the day of the Lord. It is the church. The church is the light of the world. That means the definition of darkness is the world without the church. Are we together now? As long as the church is here, the man of sin cannot gain dominion. It's impossible. It then corrupts our identity as light. So what withholds darkness is not the laws and policies, it's the presence of the church. The Antichrist can never manifest. He can be there as a person and as a system. But until the church is taken away, he cannot manifest. What then is the excellency of light over darkness? John 1:5. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Hallelujah. So, three levels of salvation. Now is the acceptable time for the global harvest. Please look at me. You are in this church, you are in this city. It is important to find out how to participate in this global mission. It can be through your preaching, it can be by standing to support those who go. Are we together now? Yes. It is very important. Do you know there are believers that if they are to be assessed based on contribution to kingdom come, they are as good as dead. There is nothing about their lives, their resources, their influence is not playing any role whatsoever. Number two, very quickly. Now is the accepted time. The second level of salvation that you should experience in a season and a moment like this is called territorial salvation. Territorial salvation. So the first level of salvation is the global harvest. Are we together? That all men have an opportunity to hear the gospel and to receive Jesus. The second level is called territorial salvation. This is where the Spirit of God and the Spirit of revival invades territories like Nigeria. Listen carefully. That should immediately tell you that based on this prophetic timing, Nigeria, like many other African nations, are at their kairos moment. Territorial salvation. Territorial salvation. Territories can be saved, not just individuals. An example of this is found, for sake of time, in Jonah chapter 3. The Bible talks about a land called Nineveh. It was not just about individuals. God wanted the whole land to be saved, and he sent a man called Jonah. Jonah knew something about the mercy of God, and he ran away till he got into the belly of the fish. Now he repented, and then, you know, the fish brought him out. Give us verse, what do we start with now? Let's start with verse 1. Let's see how God will help us. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, 2, arise, go to Nigeria, that great nation, and preach unto it what I have told you. He desired the nation to be saved. He said, Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. He said, Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. Verse 5. Jonah began to enter the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overturned. Verse 5. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth. As a result of the effective ministry of a man. Are we together? The Bible says the greatest down to the least of them. Verse 6. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose. This is important for a king's heart to be malleable. Because you see, a king, a territory will be a reflection of the conviction of any king. He says, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth, and he sat in ashes. Verse 7. He says, and he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man or beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not see nor drink water. What a man. It says, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way. That means a whole nation can repent. A whole nation can come into that consciousness that we have sinned against God. Are we together now? Verse 9 and 10. Let's finish. He says, who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away his fierce anger that we perish not? Verse 10. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented from evil, and he had said that he had said he would do unto them, and he did it not. Listen, let me tell you the truth. Territories can be saved. There is no nation and there is no territory that cannot experience salvation. Hallelujah. Now is the appointed time. Now is the appointed time. And I'm saying this prophetically to Nigeria and many other African nations. Now is the appointed time. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7 from verse 13, very popular scripture, 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 13. Please write it down. It said, if I shut off heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, nor if I send pestilence among my people. Let's read 14 together. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he says, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins. The last sentence, I will heal their land. Not just their body, a land can need healing. When you see a sick patient, you don't leave that patient the way he is. A territory can be like a patient, and there are nations that are in ICU. I'm telling you, prophetically speaking. In Isaiah chapter 62 from verse 1, Isaiah 62 verse 1, the second level of salvation, territorial salvation. For Nigeria's sake, I will not hold my peace. And it says, for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof. Come on, someone loves this nation. Shout amen. Until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. Let me tell you the truth. In the midst of the darkness you see happening in Nigeria and across Africa, I want to bring you a prophetic message of hope. God is still in the midst of his people, working out redemption to bring salvation. Not just politically. Politics is there, has its place. But let me tell you, make no mistake, there is a covenant that God has with Africa. There is a covenant that God has with Nigeria. Abraham told the angel, it's a peradventure. If I find 10 righteous people, will you destroy that land? He said, for their sake I will not. For our sake, and the sake of the covenant that God has with us, we know that our land will be spared. He said, destroy it not, for there is a blessing in it. Destroy it not. So it does not matter what prophecy people bring and all the things that people say. I can tell you by the authority of scripture. Listen to me. No matter what happens, the jealousy of God has been invested in the continent of Africa. I hope prophetically, Africa is that continent that will usher in the return of Christ. We may not seem to have all the technological advancements as at yet. We may not be a leading player as far as the nations is concerned, but there is what we have of spiritual substance. What we are exporting is something money cannot buy. It's beyond oil, it's beyond gold and mineral. We are that bride, we are that. Hallelujah. Do you believe this? So that we don't just say now is the accepted time. You have it at the back of a day will come, you will be proud of being an African. A day will come, you will be proud of being a Nigerian. That rejected stone will soon become the chief cornerstone. And it will happen in our lifetime in the name of Jesus Christ. We are they that dwell in a land whose rivers divide. There is prophecy upon us. Hallelujah. Do not weep. I know that as it is, it looks like darkness is everywhere. Politically, there's instability. Economically, it looks like things are going down. But I want you to know that in the midst of this, there are people who have held on to the four horns of the altar. According to Ezekiel chapter 22, that they will pray, say, I sought for a man. There are people who are praying, and God is working. We may not see it yet, but make no mistakes, the God of heaven is working. The God of heaven is working. And this is not, it's not something that is a regional thing. Everybody has a role to play. The north, the south, the east, and the west. There are men that God is raising. Hallelujah. You believe that? So we have the global harvest. The first level of salvation. Number two, territorial salvation. You may be watching from whatever nation. I want you to know that it's your responsibility to work in partnership with the Holy Spirit to see to it that your land and your territory comes under the influence, the governing influence of the Christ. If we're together, say amen. And then number three, the third and the final level of salvation is called personal salvation. Personal salvation there is not just limited to your receiving Jesus Christ. In Joshua chapter 21, please give us 43 to 45. Joshua 21. This happened to Israel, but then it can be personalized. It says, and the Lord gave Joshua, Selman, all the land, which he swear to give unto his father, and you possess it and dwell there. In 44, he says, and the Lord gave him rest round about. Someone prophesy to yourself, say rest round about. One more time, say rest round about. Rest round about is a holistic capture of the salvation of God. It's a covenant of peace. They say nothing missing and nothing broken. Where God supervises every area of your life and begins to sort you out. You see, in 2 Kings chapter 5, the Bible talks about a man called Naaman. He was a valiant man in war. The Bible says he was the captain of the Syrian army. He was a great man. Even the Bible attested to the fact that this was a great man. He said, God! He had not experienced holistic salvation. There was an aspect of his life that was yet to be sorted out. He says he was leprous. Then when you read verse 14, give us verse 14. 2 Kings 5, verse 14. He says, after he dipped himself, he went down 7 times. According to the sayings of the man of God, the Bible says, his flesh came again. Someone say again. Again is a powerful prophetic word. Again means it was once correct, and then something happened, and the God of heaven is able to restore. Is that true? Again. Like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Listen to me. Tonight is going to be a quick one as we pray. Don't sit down clapping and smiling over what God has done. We have thanked him for it. But the remaining part of your life, you are going to say, Lord, this is the time of salvation. Thank God for the fact that I have a job. I celebrate you and I thank you. But Father, ministry is not working. Give me rest round about. Are we together now? Tonight is not a time for you to keep quiet. There must be an area in your life like Naaman, and this is your chance to cry and say, God, you visit me. Grant me rest round about. The Bible says in John 16 and verse 24, John 16 and verse 24, Jesus is teaching, and he says, hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. He says, ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Believers, hear me. There is something called the fullness of joy. Now, you don't need testimonies and results to have joy. You can have joy even in the midst of pain, but you need testimonies and the manifestation of God's hand to have the fullness of joy. In the name of Jesus, it says, you have turned my mourning to dancing. You have turned my sorrow to joy. I'm speaking to someone prophetically. That area of your life that has been an issue of concern, you have worshipped with tears. You have worshipped even while crying. The Lord God of heaven is about to arrive like a mighty, terrible one, and he will grant you rest round about. Give us Genesis 24 and verse 1. I want you to read it prophetically. Genesis 24 and verse 1. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Someone prophesied, say all things. All things. I know you can serve God without a job, but you will serve him better with a job. I know that you love God beyond money. It's not about money, but what happens when he blesses you? If someone, listen, when it's time to pray, I want you to be hungry in your soul. I've shared with you 3 levels of salvation. Yes, we are praying for the global harvest. We desire to see souls saved across nations. We love our nation and our continent, and we keep contributing our quota in prayer, prophecy, vision, and responsibility. But let me tell you this, God is so meticulous, he wants to come to you as a person. Hallelujah. The Bible teaches us from the life of Nehemiah. Remember, the Bible says the things that are written at one time, that they are for our learning, so that we give patience and the comfort of scripture might find them. That means every story in the Bible is an adumbration. It is a revelation, it is showing us something that reveals the character of God. Are we together? The Bible talks about a man called Nehemiah. He was a cupbearer of the king. And Nehemiah was just having what his heart was disturbed. Even though he was in the palace, it was not well with him and his family. The temple in Jerusalem, the Jerusalem wall was not yet built. And the king saw his countenance and said, "Why are you not with joy? And do not see joy and happiness and gladness?" And he said, "Okay, how can I be in that place when this and that is happening to my people?" And the king granted his request. He wrote a letter to all the governors and said, "Whatever support you need," someone said, "fullness of joy." That means as a result of this conference, many of you will be seeing God arise in ways you have not seen before. Because you see, you have proven to him that you love him beyond your needs. You have proven to him that you love him beyond children, beyond your wife, beyond your husband. You have proven to him that you love him beyond money. Now let him show you. He will bless you and show you how to serve him in the midst of your sin. That's why you have asked for nothing. I know that the cancer, the news of cancer is there, and yet you continue to cry and worship in the midst of it. But let me tell you the truth. The healer does not just want to celebrate you in pain. He wants to grant you access to the fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Now it is the acceptable time for the global harvest. Now is the acceptable time for territorial salvation. And now, even this night, is the acceptable time for my personal salvation. I don't know about you, but let me prophesy to myself. My personal salvation, right around the heart, is the name of Jesus. This is the prophetic word God gave me, not just for you, but for the body of Christ. What is your responsibility? Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. You will change that word Zion to your name. Thou shalt arise. Thou that sittest in the heavens around and have mercy upon Joshua Selman for the Kairos time, the time to favor him. Yet the set time is come. Someone lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Rest round about. He that told you are not for nothing. He said, ask and you shall receive. Ask and you shall receive. Are you praying? Are you asking? Ask and you shall receive. Let God arise. He says, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before thee. But as smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wrath melted before fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Verse 3, he said, but let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Someone say in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that this is my season of victory, my season of rejoicing. Therefore, oh God, arise. Arise in your vengeance. Arise in judgment. Open your mouth and begin to pray over the words of darkness that fight the integrity of your speaking in my life. Please pray. Oh God, arise. Mention the name of your family. Oh God, arise. Mention the name of your staff. Oh God, arise. Mention your ministry. Mention your business. Oh God, arise. Mention the name of your corporation. Mention the name of Nigeria. Mention Africa. Mention your nation. Oh God, arise. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon the Oasis. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Joshua Selman. For the time to favor her, yea, the time of moment is here. Please let me tie. Isaiah 43:18. I just got this word in my spirit. 43:18. This is a prophetic word that God is giving someone. No matter what has happened from January, the loss is the pain, the disappointment. I know you fasted and it looked like that cannot lie on. He said, remember ye not the former things, nor consider the things of old. But my name, he says, behold. The word behold means conceive as a reality in your spirit. I do a new thing. Someone open your mouth and begin to declare. Lord, do a new thing. Do a new thing. Do a new thing. Let it be another story. Not like before again. Behold, I do a new thing. 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 Now is the acceptable time to do a new thing. Now is the acceptable time to arise in the name of Jesus. I think there will be a full restoration of the healing mantle upon the body of Christ, so that we not just talk about the stories of men before us, thank God for the pockets of the things that we see here and there, but there needs to be a display like never before of the almightiness of God. Even in the bodies of men, you cannot imagine the diseases that plague people. There are many of you here right now trusting God for all kinds of healings. Hallelujah. I like it to be very sensitive. This is why He anointed us. He anointed us as extensions of His possibilities. Listen, miracles reveal two basic things about God. Number one, miracles reveal the love of Jesus. The first assignment of the miraculous is to be a testament of the love of Jesus. When you see Him heal, when you see Him deliver, listen, when you see Him restore, when you see Him open up doors, it is because He loves you. The second miraculous is to reveal in the midst of men the extent of the power of God. The Bible says, and to know the exceeding greatness of His power. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 33, it says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord, and great grace was upon them. Not with great stories. It took great power for the apostles to attest to the fact that He is alive. Hallelujah. I've been a victim of sickness myself. I've been a victim of oppression myself. I know what it means to be well-meaning, and yet the cloud that is around you is negative, commanding all kinds of demonic influences. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord brought you here for this conference tonight to sort your life. And it is a quick work that He's already doing in this place. I'd like for your heart to be open. Don't say, I'm not sick in my body, but there are many other aspects. Remember, Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and your Bible says the Lord had blessed him in all things. Some of you may need to stand in for your loved ones. Some of you may even need to contact them quickly and say, now the power of God is moving. Connect by faith and receive once and for all. 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 In the name of Jesus. Now I begin to pray for people. You see, when you see us minister the way we do, and sometimes people fall under the anointing and we ask to bring people, it's important for you to discern that it's not just about the falling. Are we together now? That there is something that the Holy Spirit is achieving, and then we act as we are led of the Spirit. It's amazing that everybody is standing quietly now watching, and in the next few minutes, this place is just lit and set on fire by the Spirit of the living God. It is more than just people shouting and rolling under the anointing. It is the Holy Spirit hovering around, looking at the problems of people, their places of tears and their places of pain, and saying, this family has been in this condition for too long. We shouldn't allow you, after worshiping and hearing the word, remember, now is the acceptable time. Don't postpone your miracle. Don't postpone your rising. Hallelujah. Now I'm ready to pray for you. It is for this reason that He anointed us, to be extensions of His possibilities within the time that we have. I want you to open up your heart. Make sure when you write, please submit the request. We are going to pray. We'll do a very, very quick walk here. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Please let there be silence. This is the instruction God is giving me. Sometimes you see that we can shout. Sometimes we just keep quiet. This is how the Spirit of God works. Now that we are quiet, the power of God is going to start moving across this place. And please hear me. I want you to bring those people that the anointing, and I will tell you the power of God is there. That all the people that the power of God is coming upon right now, The Lord is showing me that there is a season, there are patterns in your life and family that is coming to an end and is opening a new chapter. I want you to please bring them out right now. In the name of Jesus, by the rod of the higher power, we administer the power and the grace, the life and the glory of Jesus. Please bring them out in the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Please bring them out. Negative cycles over families. Repetition of negative patterns. The Lord is bringing to an end that you will experience the salvation of the Lord. Whether you are in front, whether you are in the back, the power of God is reaching you right now. You are standing not just for yourself, you are standing even for your family. In the name of Jesus, that demonic embargo, everyone is sitting upon your destiny. Now is the time it was doing. In the name of Jesus, with the Son of Jesus.
Who can stand against the Lord? No one. No one will. Who can stand against our King? No one. No one will.
In the name of Jesus, I don't know who is in this country. bishop, whether following online or here, every day, some of you will begin to use physical fire on your feet right now. Physical fire on your feet. I decree and declare, pray, pray right now. Pray, pray right now. Please help them. This is not delay. Delay means you are moving, but you are slow. Stagnation means you are at the same spot. Hallelujah. I will always pray for you for the grace of speed. There are many people I talked to yesterday that there is Chronos and there is Kairos. Honestly, there are some of you right now. Life, you are already paying a schedule in death here. What you need is beyond progress. What you need is speed. I want to release that thing. People will start running now. Please, whether you are an usher or not, I want you to help them and hold them so they don't injure themselves. I stand upon this grace by the privilege of the oil of the mantle of God. Oasis 2022, I prophesy, receive the grace for speed. Receive the grace of paracetamol. I prophesy speed. 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 Some of you from this night, your testimony begins to manifest. I prophesy speed. I prophesy speed. I prophesy speed. In fairness to the grace upon this house, I prophesy speed. Every family that has been laid back, this is your season. Receive speed in the name of Jesus. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 8. This is what I hear in my spirit, and then I begin to pray for the sick. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 8. This is the prophetic word that God is giving someone. I have set before you an open door. He said, and no man shall shut it. I don't know who that person is. Help them, please. In the name of Jesus, I send it as a prophetic word. With fire to your spirit, with fire to your family, with fire, oasis, labor, the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, I declare prophetically that door is open before you. Ephrata, be open. Ephrata, be open. In the realm of the spirit, lift up your head, all ye gates. I don't know whether it is someone who is not one here or for whole time. I'm seeing a woman, they are passing oxygen like the tube, just for survival. This is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a woman quite dead, and this is what I'm seeing in my vision. I don't know if this is someone's mother, or perhaps someone. It's possible that people are following this conference from hospitals and releasing their faith to be healed. In the name of Jesus. Whoever that person is, whether you are watching online, or you are somewhere in Lagos, or you are the relative of someone here, in the name of Jesus, we declare death is taken away from you. Death is taken away from you. Hallelujah. This may concern many people, but God is going to show you on top of what I'm saying. Every time something is about to happen, you will right now see yourself in another body. It's like a former house. This will happen, and the moment you wake up, it looks like that thing is just aborted. This is what I'm saying. I don't know who you are, but in the apartment, don't get away from the car. Blocking out every handwriting and the ordinances that speak against us. My Bible says, in the name of Jesus, I declare prophetically over you, whatever connects you with ancestry and inheritance by the blood of the eternal covenant, it is broken now. It is broken now. It is broken now. It is broken now. Hallelujah. For all those who are here in front, I declare every demonic power sitting upon your destiny. Now is the acceptable time for your deliverance. Therefore, be set free now. Be set free now. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Be set free now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Be set free now. Who is holding now? That's the one who is waiting for me. I'm just waiting for you. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you. The Lord always shows you things in my vision. When people are about to rise from you, then you will lose you and see many land of the Spirit. And the land of the Spirit is a sign of motion, something, and a new level. Hallelujah. I can deliver you by the power of God. Let's raise your hands in the dead. Between now and December, may the God of all the bring this protection for what you want to do. In the name of Jesus, help me. Help me. Let me tell you something. Sir, I'm here in my spirit and I'm here.
I want
I want you to tell Mama that you have lied. Watch because my vision has said that your mother has been praying, that she says even if she does not do well, that God will raise her children. Her own is not even sure that you will do anything back to her. Listen, let me tell you something. Thank God for the case of this conference. We are praying that God will be Mama, and you use this prayer to help every mother here. That in your lifetime, you will see the answer of your prayer on your children. When Mama sees in Lagos, where? Met Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree.
When in the name of Jesus Christ.
How long have you been there?
Should I check what I'm saying?
I don't know if you are relocating here or going and coming. This is the door that God is opening for you. Remember, I spoke about Revelation 3 and verse 8 that the Lord has set before you an open door. In the name of Jesus, we are always going to change to with prayer and declare. May that grace rest upon you. And then upon every other person too. Who is here, pharmacist, in the name of Jesus Christ? I declare and declare upon your life. And see someone's money that has been held for a long time. This is resources you have pursued it. I don't know whose business or company. This is what God is really doing. I stand by faith with you and I tell you. In the name of Jesus, now is the appointed time. Let it be released for you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, let it be released for you right now. Let it be released for you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be released for you right now. There is a gentleman, not a lady. A lady may shout, but there is a gentleman who will shout right now under the anointing of the Spirit. There is something that God is going to hold from his life and his family. The Lord is here. This is a gentleman. You see, signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. A revelation of the possibility that resides in the Christ. Hallelujah. Now God begins to speak about a gentleman and says he's removing something from his life and he's removing reproach from his family. In the name of Jesus, for that gentleman, I declare and declare right now by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Let there be a liberty for you right now. Let there be a liberty for you right now. Kunle.
Who is that?
Kunle. We're going to pray for the sick now. Who is Kunle? Your name is Kunle. I'm going to pray for you. I declare and declare upon you, Kunle. Let the mighty hand of God rest upon you. Now, in the name of Jesus, help. has touched the areas where you serve. The anointing that causes you to excel. For all of you who have come, I release that grace upon you. In the name of Jesus, particularly for those of you in IT, in the name of Jesus, I connect you strategically. I connect you to global partners. May God shoot you like an arrow. In the name of Jesus Christ, for His glory and for the praise of His name, we decree and we declare this over your life. In Jesus' name I pray. Let's pray for the sick. We're out of time. I want to pray for the sick right now. Hallelujah. Bring the person that starts laughing now under the anointing. This is not a mechanical thing. These people are intelligent people. They are not going to stand up and start laughing. Listen, the Bible says the shout of joy. The shout of joy and of rejoicing shall always remain in the tent of the righteous. This thing you see is a prophetic note of victory in the realm of the spirit. They are not just standing up to be laughing like this. These people are adults. They are intelligent people. This is the ministry of the spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare. The victory that has been established in the realm of the spirit, we cause it to manifest physically. We cause it to manifest physically. We cause it to manifest physically. The Lord is showing you someone. This is very interesting. May God bless you. But the Lord is showing you someone. You had a dream. In that dream, you were holding a trumpet, but you don't play trumpet physically. But this is what you saw in your dream. The Lord just revealed this to me. I want to pray for that person. And I will tell you the meaning of, please don't tell lies. That a trumpet, but physically you are not somebody who plays a trumpet. But this is what you saw in the dream. Come. There is a God that reveals secrets. The Bible says, then the secret was revealed unto Daniel. When did it happen? Recent, when was that?
I can't remember the date, but recently.
And you too?
No, recently, but
in the name of Jesus, I want to pray for you. You know what a trumpet is? We were sharing yesterday with Pastor Nat. You see, the trumpet is not just a sound, a musical sound. Trumpet end seasons and open other seasons. Are we together now? Yes. The trumpet is a unique instrument, even according to scripture, that is always used when seasons are opening and when seasons are ending. Even the return of Christ is going to be by the trumpet, not a violin, not a harp, not a cymbal. If the archangel will sound that trumpet. When Jesus was born, there were angels with trumpets. They said, glory be to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill even towards men. We are soon getting to the session of the trumpet because Nigeria is about to hear a sound. We are releasing a sound from here in the name of Jesus. A sound that will move to the six geopolitical zones of this nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, like you have held it, like you have seen, I decree and declare that the season that needs to come to an end, we bring it to an end prophetically right now. And the season that needs to be unlocked for you, I open you to that season. In the name of Jesus Christ, we blow that sofa in the realm of the spirit, and we decree and declare, step into that new season by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Is there someone with a name? Diola, Adiola, Diola, Diola. Is there someone with that name? Let's pray for the sick now. While whoever is with that name, who is that? Okay, it's one male and female. What do you do, my friend? I'm seeing you counting money. What do you do? Accountant. What is it?
Diola.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Listen. Do you know that there are arrows that die by day? There is the noise of success, the destruction. I'm not a prophet of doom, my friend. You understand? But I need to pray for you because I'm seeing you getting into serious trouble, and it has to do with money, and I'm seeing you standing in the police station. I don't know what this is about. Please, I don't mean to embarrass you. Right? The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So every time we give a word, it is not revealing that the prophecy is not the situation. The prophecy is the power of God to circumvent that situation, and that Jesus will reveal to you. You understand? Yes. So telling somebody, I'm seeing you with police, is not a prophetic word. How does that edify him? Remember, prophecy is for edification. So if it does not edify, it does not carry the character of prophecy. Are we together? You must find a component in it that now reveals Jesus. So telling him this is not to embarrass him. I don't know you have that. I'm not sure that I even know that he's an accountant. Are we together now? So that if God is calling you to the prophetic ministry, it's not just about announcing things and saying a lot of things and causing pain. There must be a component within your speaking that reveals Jesus. The spirit of prophecy is about the revelation of Jesus, even through situations. Hallelujah. So, what I just described represents darkness. But what does the Bible say about darkness? That which is a more sure word of prophecy, that the light shineth in darkness. If it is the Spirit of God that gave you that word, it cannot stop at just the revelation of this. There must be a way of introducing the character of light to that situation. This is dominion, and this is how to communicate the prophetic from a scriptural way that reveals Jesus and edifies the people. Are we together? In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that the Lord Himself will keep you from all evil. Jesus was teaching us to pray and He said, deliver us from evil. We declare that you are delivered from evil. The grace that will keep you far from evil, may that grace rest upon you. And for all of you who are formed by the Spirit of the living God, there is someone, please don't be embarrassed. Your sister had a miscarriage. I just saw it in my vision right now. Your sister had a miscarriage. You don't have to come out. I'm going to just give you the prophetic word. I want you to tell your sister, I don't know who that gentleman, I'm seeing the face of a gentleman. In the name of Jesus, I want you to tell, all right, so you tell your sister, that I'm seeing her take me by January. A day by January, and that without fail, God is going to give her a baby boy. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for these ones. You brought them out by your Spirit tonight. Everything that represents a limitation in your life, we call upon the God of seasons, the God of times. We declare that He will change everything and bring it to the obedience of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Please lay your hands where you are trusting God for a miracle. Now please hear me. Do not tolerate sickness in your body. Sickness can inconvenience you. There are many ways that the devourer can come into your life through sickness. He will not attack your finances directly. He will attack your health and that of your loved ones in a way that no matter how much you earn, there are people who earn millions a month and yet they cannot account for it because it goes, it is distributed in maintaining health conditions. I want you to stand in faith right now as we pray. Lay your hands over that part of your body you are trusting God for a miracle for very quickly. And then if it is a part of your body you cannot touch, just make contact with your chest. And by the way, you can stand for those who are trusting God, your family members, perhaps your spouse. No matter what the situation is, I want you to stand in faith and stand in faith. The God of God, the one who changes times and seasons, is about to meet you at the point of your needs. As I pray for you, I want you to shout a loud amen and receive your healing while I speak. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ.
I command that pain, the spirit that is behind every pain, every sickness, every disease, from the crown of your head even to the soles of your feet, in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing fire. Some of you are feeling heat, like a hot sensation going through your body. It's the healing power of Jesus that is just going through your body right now. Please help them. In the name of Jesus, I declare, be healed now. Be healed now. Now, everyone having an eye condition, whether total blindness or partial blindness, we speak over your eyes. Be healed now. I thank you, my spirit, that there are so many people connecting online, and they are connecting particularly for this healing miracle. For some of them, they began to receive their miracle right from Hallelujah Challenge, and others are connecting wherever you are. In the name of Jesus, we are standing in faith right now. Whether you are connected from Europe, America, Africa, and any of the states within this country, I release the power of God over you. Be healed right now. The Lord is showing me someone. I don't know if you are here or maybe calling online or wherever. You are using a neck collar. That you have a problem. You are not able to use your neck. I want you to check it now. Move it right now. The healing power of Jesus has touched you right now, wherever you are. In the name of Jesus, bone conditions be healed right now. All kinds of bone conditions be healed in Jesus' name. Abdominal pain, be healed in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing someone who was diagnosed with kidney stones. In the name of Jesus Christ, you were diagnosed. Who is that person? The Lord is telling me you are here. You were diagnosed with kidney stones. Is there someone like that? In the name of Jesus Christ. You were diagnosed with kidney stone. When? In the hospital?
Yes, sir.
Have they done any surgery or anything? Do you believe in the power of God? Look at me, my friend. What couldn't you do before?
One of my kidneys is infected.
Give me your hand. You believe in the power of God?
Look at me, my brother. Look at me, Jesus Christ has been.
In the name of Jesus, look at the power of our body. I cast kidney stones now, out of him right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, out of him right now. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, out of him right now. Out of him right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, out of him right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. My friend, look at me. Look at me. Stand up. Run. Bend down. Bend down. Any pain? Turn left, right. Left and right. Any pain? Look at me. When you can, try to run and do the rest of it. Unless I want to do.
Look at me, my brother. Look to me, and tell me.
Right now, the power of God is watching you.
Please, please, in the name of Jesus, your Lord, the Spirit is coming on your eye. And supernatural is coming on your eye right now. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, the Lord is saying, your right breath, like it's like in love, the power of God is touching you right now. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing someone suffering from this pain. There's something called tonsillitis, where you have severe pain around your neck. This has been a serious pain for you. But the power of God right now, as I'm speaking, the power of God is touching you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing someone who has this pain just as the lumbar area of the back. You've had it when you get up in the morning. It's sometimes difficult for you to stand. The power of God is touching you right now. The power of God is touching you right now. Again, the Lord is showing someone. I don't know what God is doing. You are not wearing a bracelet, but you have a serious problem morning. Sometimes you only lie down on one side of your bed. The power of God is touching you right now. Begin to do what you could not do before. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Again, the Lord is showing me a lady who has severe pain on the left side of your breast. You've not seen anything that is a cause for concern, but you've been having excruciating pain. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare right now, the power of God is coming upon you, and I bring you liberty. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is showing, even though it's for a short time, but we do not know, there is no amount. No matter how short the time, pain. I'm seeing someone 2 years. You've been married for 2 years. You're trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Now, you would think 2 years is just a short time, but pain is still pain. 2 years. The Lord wants to bring a miracle. Who is that person? Come. Your time has come. I know that you have some of you that is more than 2 years, but it's already here. The instruction is for 2 years, but then your faith, husband and wife, Holy Spirit, I always encourage you when we are praying for people to receive children, please make sure you are married. Hallelujah. Of course, everyone has a right to keep watching for you, but within the context of the house of God, we have a right to honor that which is consistent in our conviction. We are going to pray. Hallelujah. There will be a harvest of children. That by year conference, many people will come with children. Say, see what the Lord has done. Please hold your wife. I will pray for you. Just help those under the anointing, my goodness. Healings are still happening. You are going to take a few testimonies right now. In the name of Jesus, I will pray for everyone, but my attention has been drawn to you and your wife. How long have you been married, sir? 2 years. My dear, place your hand on your stomach. You believe in Jesus and you believe in miracles according to the time of life. I prophesy to you in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God. The anointing of the Spirit that came upon Mary. For Mary said in Luke chapter 1, 34 and 35, he said, how shall these things be seen that I know not a man? He said that the power of the highest shall overshadow you. I declare, may that anointing rest upon you. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare, your womb is open now. In the name of Jesus Christ, now I pray for everyone here. Most, let me tell you, most conditions of barrenness, help them. They are caused by spirit. Believe me, I've been in this world for many years. I want to rebuke that demonic spirit right now, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that has turned down the fruitfulness of God's people, we send the sound in the realm of the spirit that this is the Kairos moment for fruitfulness. Therefore, I command you, let them go now. Release their wounds now in the name of Jesus Christ. According to the time of life, I prophesy to you, no matter what the biological, the medical issue is, we correct it now by the power of God. Go and return with your miracle children. For some of you, return with twins. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I don't want you to come out, God bless you, for social reasons. But the power of God is going to come upon you. The Lord is showing me a family that when they get married, they cannot stay in their marital homes. There is a spirit that always fights them to return them back. I'm not going to ask you to come out so you are not embarrassed. But whoever that person is, the yoke and the curse sitting on that family, in the name that is above all names, this night, this moment, here and now, that is the acceptable time, be free from that embargo now. Be free from that embargo now. Hallelujah. Please help them. In the name of Jesus. There's someone, your kneecap, your right knee, I'm even feeling the pain here as I'm standing here. In the name of Jesus, you've been having a lot of pain. The power of God is touching you right now. The power of God is touching you right now. The power of God is touching you right now. For someone, you feel severe pain around your chest. It looks like pneumonia, but it's not pneumonia. But it's severe, it's like cold. You know how cold enters into a person's system? This is how you have lived perpetually for a while. The power of God right now. You can return to your seat. Help that woman. The power of God is touching you right now. Be healed from that demonic thing now. Now, whether I mention your case or not, yours is to receive by faith. There's someone, it's like you have, I don't know if it's a boil or a swelling or some discomfort in one of your nostrils. This is what I'm seeing. It's very pain. In fact, sometimes you can't even blow your nose with a tissue because one side of it brings, it has excruciating pain. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, wherever you are, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, be set free now. Be set free now. Be set free now. Now, if we don't have, sadly, because we need to do this prophetic word for the prayer and for Nigeria, I don't know if we'll have the time to testimonies. Even if you are unable to testify tonight, tomorrow and every session, the most important thing is that God's people are aware of what Jesus Christ has done. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to please invite Pastor Nat to please come and stand with me with the trumpet. We want to do something prophetic over Nigeria.
From the rising of the sun, your name is to be.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, Pastor Nat has given me room to at least take, even if it's 3 or 4 testimonies. So here's what will happen. He's going to be the first to be able to come out. While we're preparing to speak over Nigeria, the power of God has touched you. Something has happened to you. You need to testify. I want you to be very bold. People are coming out already. God bless you. Let's celebrate miracles. Come. Come and stand. Very quickly. How many of you are yet to submit your prayer request? Wave it and let me see. If you are yet to submit yours, if no one has come, there's, I see a hand lifted at the back. Please, ushers, can we just keep it lifted so that, hallelujah.
We're going to have a few testimonies. God bless you. If you're coming, please come and stand very quickly. While this is happening, everyone please listen. This is for the body of Christ. We're a responsible people as believers. You know what is happening across this nation. Submit your request, please. We're trying to just gain time by doing all in one. And I asked Pastor Nat to come and stand with me because I told you about the mystery of trumpets, that we are going to sound a prophetic trumpet, and it's going to be seven, but six for every geopolitical zone in this country, and then one last trumpet that the kingdom of God will superimpose every political. I know that there are all kinds of things, permutations happening in this nation, and there are many things that God has shown. I'm not one person who will come and stand and start telling you, I saw this and saw that. You have to, you see, influence is a very expensive commodity. You must know how to use it. You can destroy a people when you mismanage influence. You can stand up and say what should not be said, or you say what is correct, but at a wrong timing. Are we together? But there is one thing I can tell you. Please hear me, body of Christ. I stand, before you believe a man, find out about him. Let me tell you the truth. And I'm saying it with authority, and I'm saying it with the authority of Scripture and by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Believe me and take it from me. What you see in the political scenario of Nigeria is not what will be. Just believe me when I tell you that. I will not say more than that. But I want you to know that there are people who God has given the seeing eye and the hearing ear. It's just that I know that I'm not you see me around politicians. I am as neutral as, he said, are you for us or against us? I don't play all those things. There are people in every political party in our ministry, and I owe to talk to them and tell them the truth. But then I'm telling you what you see now. Huh? Let's just leave it there. Don't say what I did not say. Don't say what I did not say. But just believe me that from this month, November, you see, December, down till that political time, God is going to do something in this nation that even for those who have the eyes to see and have the ears to hear, they are about to learn God afresh. You see, let me tell you. Please hear me. The politics in Nigeria is not something that you stand and say, I'm an apostle, I'm a prophet. The dimension that God is taking, it is the Spirit of God. It is by the privilege of God's grace that you will be granted access. He will do it in a way that when you see it from hindsight, you will say, what is this? Now, every citizen in Nigeria, get your PVCs, do your due diligence and all of that. But I will tell you, there are only two things I said I will say. One is this. The second that I'm going to say is pray for all the presidential aspirants. Just pray for them. I will leave it there. Just pray for them. We're about to declare and decree. Listen to me. This is the only nation we have. No matter where you run away to, are we together now? You may have dual citizenship, but you are still here. In the name of Jesus Christ, as we sound this trumpet, what are we saying? Number one, Lord, your kingdom come. As we sound this trumpet, what are we saying? Lord, anybody that wants to shed blood, anybody that wants to sacrifice men, anybody that wants to conspire with darkness, in the name of Jesus, oh God, arise. Give me that flag. In the name of Jesus Christ. May God bless you. Let me use your flag. Hallelujah. Listen. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. I love every political party. I'm not whatever. I love every political party. I love every aspirant from presidency to councillor, no matter who. I love everybody. So I don't come with any bias or sentiments. Our assignment is priesthood. Are we together? And we're doing this by the power of the Holy Spirit. This trumpet you see that this man of God is going to sound over this nation. We are not the only ones doing what we are doing, but we are making a contribution. It's like an incense that is rising to the heavens. And we are saying, Maranatha, come over Nigeria, over the South. While he's blowing the trumpet, I'd like you to be praying and prophesying over Nigeria. Praying and prophesying. Those following from your homes, following from everywhere. Pray for every politician, whether you like them or not, whether you believe in them or not. Your assignment is not to condemn and insult. Your assignment is to pray the will of God and the purposes of God. 7 blasts of the trumpet and we begin to pray. Shabakatos ketebeleketa. Nigeria, hear the word of the Lord. Paras kote prende ke paratosiata. Karike toske pilan. The south, the east, the west, the north, we prophesy. Maranatha, let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Let your counsel be established. Arise, O God of vengeance. Arise, O God of power. Arise, O God of Jeshurun. You that rise upon the wings of the wind. I decree and declare, in the name of Jesus, let the God of judgment, let the God of justice move across the length and the breadth of this nation, establishing the purposes of God. From the presidency, to the senate, to the house members, to the governor, let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Are you ready to shout hallelujah? At this one last blast, you are going to shout hallelujah. Halal Yeshua. Let every wall go down. Are you ready now? Hallelujah. For the Lord God, omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah. For the Lord God of heaven, reigns over Nigeria. Reigns of Africa, we declare may your kingdom come. Let your purposes be established. In the name of Jesus, we pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that all those who mean well for this nation, may God give them a chance. From the presidency down to counselors, every confusion, every conspiracy, every gang up, by the sounding of the shofar and the decree of the watchers, we decree and declare it comes to null by the power of the Holy Ghost. Nigeria, in the name of Jesus and by the authority of Scripture, there will be no bloodshed. Please hear me. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, anyone making himself available to be used of the devil, may God arrest them. Astro Rock, hear the word of the Lord. We decree and declare, the blessing of the Lord rests upon the leaders. But then we pray, may the counsel of the Lord be established. We stand tonight by the mystery of the Kingmaker anointing, and we decree and declare, only they that will wrought righteousness according to the purposes of God, may they be the ones who find their way to the presidency, the senate, everywhere. In the name of Jesus. Hear me, believers. Let me give you spiritual intelligence. When you want the will of God to be done, throw away every idea you have. Because for many people, what you call the will of God is what your mind has told you and what you agree. This is not how spiritual people work. The person talking to you is not stupid. Are we together now? When people say the will of God, they have all kinds of concepts and ideas. We are not manipulating the hand of God. He is Lord over the nation. Let your kingdom come. Whoever, oh God, will be consistent with your program for the nations, we declare may they be enthroned by your spirit. Please hear me. This is a very major prophetic activity that we're doing here. The trumpet has gone ahead. The shout of the king is in this nation. And in the name of Jesus, let there be peace and unity in our nation. We lift up our flag prophetically. The anthem of Nigeria says that the labor of our heroes past shall not be in vain. We decree and declare, Father, honor and protect your name over Nigeria. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be, to the glory of the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I think for the sake of time, I don't know, let's just take this lady's testimony and then we'll blow the shofar one more time on our request and we're done. Is that fine? Yes, my dear.
Praise the Lord. Okay, in 2019, I got back from work one day and I just decided to take a nap. And while I slept, I had a dream that a strange man came to lie on my chest. And the man metamorphosed into a snake and entered my body while I was trying to push him away.
And what happened?
And since then, I've had this strange movement all over my body. Like most times, even the snake, I feel that, okay, I have a snake on my bed. You know, it's... And now, while we were just praying, I just fell under the anointing. And the strange movement...
completely gone. The Bible says, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness. And the sons of Jacob will possess their possessions. We establish your miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. Over forever by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please. Next person. We'll just take one more. Please help us very quickly.
Praise the Lord. So mine is actually a confirmation of yesterday's word. When you said our Kairos is not location, necessarily location dependent. So I was watching, they sent me a clip of yours whilst I was in the U.S. just October. And you prophetically stated that everything limiting, you know, my helpers, that God has removed it. And you said that very night I was going to have an encounter. I woke up the following morning and I got an offer, an appointment for an offer whilst I was in the U.S.
Praise
and
the Lord.
So that came to pass. And I'm here to, you know, affirm the word of God that our Kairos indeed is not the...
Congratulations. You will never return again. Yes, please.
Amen.
That gentleman. Please, very quickly.
I've been having kidney disease for 4 years. And it came... I was healed when that was... 2019, and it came back again 2020, and I was told I had bilateral adenephrosis, and it's so pain if I want to urinate most times. And I'm a classical singer, so most times if I want to sing, I feel pain, and it's very difficult for me to sing. But immediately I was healed, I went back to the toilet, and this was the first time I feel easy urinating ever.
Can we give Jesus praise? Power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We may not be able to take the remaining. My apologies. I want you to stretch your hands. Let's pray over this request. Pastor Nat, please, can I ask you to just come and join me? Why do we pray over requests like this? Because the Bible says, do not be anxious for nothing. It says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. We are going to bow our knees and speak. This represents the pain of people. For several people, this is a divorce threat. For someone, this may be a situation. You don't have to kneel. We are doing the kneeling for you. in 1 minute, wherever you are, begin to make decrees. Father, now is my appointed time. Go ahead. Go ahead. We are praying and declaring over this. And Pastor Nat is just going to prophesy. I'll give him the mic. And he's just going to speak a prophetic word over this prayer request. All those who are following from across the globe, release your faith right now. Release your faith over your request. Unto he that answers prayer shall all flesh come. In the name of Jesus, we declare by the Spirit of the living God. We declare by the Spirit of the living God. We declare by the Spirit of the living God. Father, let there be healing. Let there be deliverances. Is someone praying? Visit your people. Father, we, in Jesus' name, Father, we thank you in advance for this, and we declare, I declare in agreement with your son, your servant, that that which your people have been waiting for has come to pass, and they will sing the song, not just as a prophetic song, but as a testament to your goodness. See what the Lord has done. What we waited for has come to pass. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And we establish in the name of Jesus that every request here is turned to a testimony. Some of you right now, even before you return back home, answers are already waiting for you supernaturally. In the name of Jesus Christ. I agree with my brother and my friend, and we declare over everyone here, in the name of Jesus, prophetically, this is a new season for you. For someone like the Lord spoke to us, remember ye not the former things, in the name that is above all names. For someone here, this conference will not be over before you testify. In the name of Jesus. And I pray for the entire Oasis family. In the name of Jesus. Let it be for you from glory to glory. Let it be for you from grace to grace. May the mighty and the marvelous hand of God rest upon you. The lines have fallen for you in pleasant places. And you have a goodly heritage. In Jesus' matchless name I pray. Amen. Now hear me. You need Jesus Christ. I must do this before I hand over the mic to Pastor Nat. You are in this place and you're saying, Apostle, seeing what the Lord has done right now, the miracles, let's minimize movement. Let's just honor this salvation prayer. I believe that there are people in this place who are saying, Apostle, Pastor Nat, if you will give me a chance, I truly want to make it right with Jesus. I've lived my life, but I want to truly make it right with Jesus. And others are saying, well, I've made this decision one time, but as it is right now, my life has gone haywire. I need restoration. These two groups of people in one, I'm going to count 1 to 5. Wherever you are, very boldly, without any sense of fear and shame, I want you to rush and come and stand here. I begin my counting now. 1. Are you celebrating salvation? 2.
Nobody leaving. Nobody leaving.
Young, old, come. Come to Jesus.
Come to Jesus.
Don't wait for someone to come. Please, let's minimize movement and honor these ones. Oasis, is this how you celebrate salvation? 3.
I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. You're the Son of God.
One more time.
I believe you, Jesus. I believe.
Come.
Yes,
come.
Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I salute every single one of you. God bless you. It is a marvelous thing to come to Jesus, that you win that war of destiny finally and make it right with Jesus. Look at me, please, those of you in front. And for those who are connecting online, ready to make this prayer, right where you are, Jesus is able to give you a new beginning. I want you to lift your right hand high above your head as a sign of surrender and say this after me. Let it be loud and clear. Say, Lord Jesus. You're joining them. Please come quickly so you participate in the prayer. Say it again. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I declare that now is the time to make it right with you. I believe that you are the Son of the living God. I believe that you died for my sin. I believe that you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive Jesus into my heart as my Savior, as my Lord, and as my King. I pray that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From tonight and forever, I am a child of God, washed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Keep your hands lifted. Father, we thank you for these ones. You are able to save even unto the uttermost. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for drawing these ones to yourself. Based on the integrity of your word and upon their confessions, I declare that your sins are forgiven. And I decree and declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over your life. The Lord grants you a new beginning. You'll go from glory to glory and grace to grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now here's what I want you to do for me. Please, where are the counselors? Okay, there are the counselors waving their hands. All of you, may I request that you follow the counselors in concert. They will have a word with you and then you will be back to your seat. God bless you. Hallelujah. Now, let me encourage everyone. Remember that the conference is ongoing up until it is over. Make sure you invite everyone across Lagos, and for those who are online, make sure you tell somebody to tell somebody that God is moving mightily here at the Oasis. You can connect if you are far from here, but you are within Lagos and environs. The invitation is open for you. Make sure you are here and open up your heart to receive the full package of everything that God has destined for us. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Pastor Nat. Thank you again.
Can we rise and celebrate this grace? Now.